Pakistani protesters waving photos of Osama bin Laden and other images of anti-American sentiment have left many Americans baffled. But there are other examples of the difference between the way America sees itself and the way it's seen by others. This week, New York Mayor Rudolph Giuliani turned down a $10 million relief donation from a Saudi prince because it came with a statement of criticism of U.S. Middle East policy. Hisham Melham is in our studio to talk about these gaps. He's the Washington correspondent for Al Safir, an Arabic political daily newspaper in Lebanon. Welcome once again.
Thank you for having me.
Now, how is this incident between Mayor Rudy Giuliani and the Saudi prince reported in the press in the Middle East? How is it covered?
To begin with, it illustrates the disconnect between the Americans and many people in the region. The way it was covered, of course, they said, people said that Giuliani was ungrateful, but then also they said that Giuliani fell under the pressure of pro-Israeli elements in the United States. So again, people bring that connection, the Arab-Israeli conflict, to what happened in New York, even though these linkages may not have existed in the minds of those people who destroyed the Twin Towers.
There was another specific incident I want to bring up. 2 weeks ago, Colin Powell complained to the Emir of Qatar about coverage on Al Jazeera, the Arabic satellite television network, and Powell suggested that perhaps the network should, in so many words, cool their coverage. What was the reaction in the Middle East to that?
Well, the reaction was swift. I mean, people said, well, all those years you've been lecturing us about the freedom of the press. You were telling us that we should allow more than one opinion, and now we are doing it here, or at least that's what they were claiming. And now you ask us to apply censorship because Al Jazeera is doing certain things that you don't like. Now, obviously, I didn't like certain aspects of the Al Jazeera coverage, but definitely, as a journalist, the last thing I would accept is any kind of censorship. So again, that highlights the depth of feeling in the region, that the United States rarely deals with the region with openness and honesty and always resorts to double standards and lecturing us on what to do. And, you know, they resented it, definitely.
I wonder if we could broaden the discussion a little bit. You know, Americans have been hearing this phrase now over and over again, why do they hate us? Why do they hate us? This has been covered all over the news. And still, no matter how much it's covered, it seems that Americans don't quite understand how it is that they can be perceived in another way.
What you can say with almost absolute certainty is that the people, most people in the United States, do not understand the cultural, political dynamics in the Arab and in the Muslim world. On the other hand, you can also say that the majority of Arabs and Muslims do not understand the complexity of the American society, particularly the American society. They may have an idea about how American foreign policy works, but definitely they don't have a clue in certain cases about what makes this society click and civil society in general. Now, when you go back and look at history, then you have to talk about many reasons for this disconnect or for this alienation, let's put it this way. In recent times, most people see in the United States nothing but the guarantor and the supporter of Israel. So you add to that in recent years also the suffering of the Iraqi people, which many people laid at the door of the Americans because they say that the United States is the party at the United Nations that's pushing with the sanction regime. Now, obviously, Arabs tend to forget or ignore the other part of the equation, which is the responsibility of the political regime in Baghdad. But most people don't focus on that, unfortunately. They focus only on sanctions. In my opinion, it's both the sanction regime and the political regime. Now, you go beyond that to other reasons, supporting, for instance, the most Arab regimes, which are autocratic in nature, and some of them are downright repressive. And people say these regimes are in power because of the American support, and these people are repressing us, they are not allowing us to speak, and unfortunately there's a grain of truth.
So is it kind of safer in those countries? If those countries have repressive regimes that are supported by the U.S., does it become safer for the populace to attack verbally the U.S. and to demonstrate against the U.S. rather than demonstrating against their own governments?
Not necessarily, but in general, people feel that other venues for expressing political concerns are not allowed, like political parties or open forum of that sort. So people are forced to go to the religious groups, and people are see in the mosque as the only forum or venue for expressing concerns, political concerns and otherwise. Now, the problem is that most governments in the region treat the Islamists who are armed and resort to terror the same way they treat the peaceful Islamists who are engaged in political discourse. My problem is that these governments also do not allow the secularists and the others and the liberals and whatnot, again, to form groups and to challenge the Islamists intellectually and debate them politically and otherwise. We don't have that. And some of these governments in the region are the closest to the United States. So when you look at all these reasons, and plus the fact that the United States as a culture and as a power, its influence is immense. The pull of the popular culture of America is incredible. Many Islamists look at this phenomena and they see it as the latest, and they see globalization actually in this context, and they see it as the latest indication or manifestation of an American, ongoing American hegemonic project. And they see that their own identity is being threatened. Now you take all these things together, then you might begin to realize the depth of the alienation of most people in the region, and why someone like Osama bin Laden, who just wrapped himself now recently with the Palestinian cause, his words are resonating with some people. And you see small demonstrations of people throughout the region supporting this man and his vision. And many intellectuals are not willing to knock their heads against that kind of a mood.
Hisham Melhem, Washington correspondent for the Lebanese newspaper Al-Safir. Thank you, Mr. Melhem.
Thank you.